Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. And as always on Hawaiian Fridays, as it has been dubbed in the Shockers clubhouse, we are joined by Shockers manager Joe Arault. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Last night, Nick Merkel, a dominant outing, 2 2/3 innings, did not give up a run, no hits allowed, and 5 strikeouts. How impressive has it been to watch him grow throughout the season?
Oh, really good. Will Shearholz, Paul Mohler doing a good job with him. Just his execution last night, especially with his breaking ball, working at strike the ball out of the zone, and got some swing and miss there, but he's been filling the zone, doing a great job.
How about Jacob Mizorowski as well? This is a guy that you have seen grow throughout his time with the Brewers. You had a chance to manage him for a little bit at the high A level. How impressive has it been to see him grow firsthand this year with those 7 strikeouts last night?
Oh, incredible. I mean, just saying his name, he's got electric stuff. I mean, touched 100 last night, wipeout slider, but good to see him execute last night, filling his zone, and just plus stuff. He's one of the guys. You're on the other team, you're a hitter, he's not a guy you want to face.
Well, there's been a couple guys on this Shockers staff that has that ability. If you're on the other team, you're like, no thanks, I'm good. Shane Smith's another one who's moved into their starting rotation. On the development side of things, how fun is it to see these guys grow day after day after day throughout the season?
Oh, it's great, especially managing them, a lot of them in the past, whether it be in low A in Carolina or last year in Wisconsin, seeing them develop over the last couple years and on a daily basis. I, you know, keep saying it, you know, Will and Paul doing a great job with those guys, but they teach well, they're great coaches, and these guys are taking it out and executing in games.
On the catching side, you've done a lot of work with the catching staff here in Biloxi this year. One of the big things is those receiving drills that we always see during batting practice with the catching staff. How important is that to refine that skill day after day after day, especially when they're catching guys who throw up to 100 miles an hour?
That's huge. I mean, from my days back in, I don't want to say the olden days, the traditional catching days, I mean, ours was more subtle, you know, moving the ball into the zone, framing. But now just the importance of it, how we can measure it, calculate everything, the difference between a 1-1 count, you know, and a 1-0 count. I mean, just buying strikes and working ahead in the count. If you get, the more you get in the game, of course, you're putting yourself in better counts to get guys out. But Miller and Yerzy, they've been working hard, and we also have been blending Xavier Warren back there in the mix.
One of the things that I've seen a lot of the guys doing is coming through the baseball with the glove as opposed to just kind of holding it and sticking it there. What's the thought behind kind of getting through the baseball when you're catching behind the plate?
It's really the finish and being quick to the finish. I mean, being able to move the baseball, catch it clean, move the baseball, you know, towards the middle of the zone. Hopefully you buy more calls.
One of the big things, too, with these guys is they're catching everything. I talked to Andy Yerzy a couple days ago about this, is there are guys in this staff with wicked stuff, whether it's CJ Shook's changeup that moves 20 inches arm side, fastballs from Bradley Blaylock that get a lot of run and a lot of carry to it, and then stuff from Jacob Mizorowski as well. How important is it to work on the receiving side of things so when you get in game, it's not too much of a difference catching any of those wicked pitches?
Well, that's huge. Especially the toughest ones are when you set up for, say, an inside fastball and they yank it away. The ball might be on the corner, but the way you glove load, where your glove is positioned, you're expecting the ball to go. If it's on the other side of the plate, you still have to be quick enough to get around that ball to, you know, keep it a strike. So those are the toughest ones. And our guys with stuff, I mean, they're fun to catch, and sometimes it's too quick.
You mentioned Xavier Warren has been getting into the mix. He caught for you a bit back in Carolina a few years ago. What's it been like getting him back into the fold on the catching side?
That's been great. I mean, he was a college shortstop at Central Michigan, came in as a catcher, so he's got the base, which is good. I mean, we were doing some of the stuff back then, but the receiving's a little bit different now, refined it a little bit, but he's got good hands. I mean, good head on his shoulders. He's all in. Anywhere you can put him, he's versatile.
How much do you enjoy having a guy like Xavier who has that base and now you have the ability to work off of that base with him?
Oh, it's great. It's, but having the experience itself, first couple times working with him, I said, hey, just do your thing. We'll refine it afterwards. I want to see what you can do naturally back there rather than trying to change somebody right off the stick, you know, what we're doing. But, you know, he's adjusting well, and hopefully we'll see him back there behind the plate in one of the games.
How much does that experience that you had catching professionally help on the coaching side of things, trying to teach these guys and maneuver them through a professional baseball season as a catcher behind the plate?
I think anytime you have experience doing it, it's definitely going to help. Just my experiences being around guys, I mean, coaching guys that, you know, have gone through the minor leagues, seeing what they look like in rookie ball, and then they developed into major league catchers, always definitely helps.
Hot topic in the clubhouse this week is the NCAA Division I baseball tournament. 9 different Shockers have connections to programs. Noah Campbell excited when South Carolina got a win a couple moments ago. Is there a team that you've latched onto? Because you did not play college baseball. You drafted right out of high school.
Yeah, I was drafted out of high school. I signed to go to Florida, so I guess I would say I'd be rooting for the Gators.
It's It's also Saints Hall of Fame night here at the ballpark. You are a Washington fan, but Checker's wearing the Saints jerseys tonight. Is this something you're looking forward to?
No, I got some friends over there with the Saints, so I'll wear that jersey with pride tonight.
Appreciate the time, Skip, as always.
You got it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Blue Wahoos coming up next.